Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
I opened up my thing and I remembered I had it actually already mathematically.
And the red ogre goes on 35. Okay. Top of the round, Jessica, to no one's surprise, you're the first to skits out. Those are Skaven, Pablo, don't eat them.
It's 40297, by the way. Because of that water bill.
Okay. Sending it to my dad now. 402.97.
Okay. Oh, by the way,
I just pull out my weapons.
All right, you'll pull out your weapons. Can you see him yet? No, all you can hear is the rat ogre.
You see a giant.
Steven, you're next.
Send to my father.
Thank you. I'm channeling. I do channel. I'm trying to pay off my fireball.
No fire.
I do cast fireball. I'm gonna hit.
Please roll a d10.
I have 7.
Okay, nothing happens.
I have 1 going against each of them. Do I need to roll location?
For standard Skaven, yes.
Can we open the back door? It's getting a little warm.
37,
here.
1 in the left arm.
1 for you, maybe.
And 1 in the right arm.
Be sure to close the screen so Pablo doesn't, you know.
It's not really shut. There you go.
One does 7, the other does 9.
Just getting the D10s out now.
I've had them out. As you hit their leather armor.
I hit him in the arms.
I know. They don't have pants.
Oh, that's right. They're anthropomorphic, so pants are a bad thing.
I'm in a leather suit right now.
Sneak it!
Sneak it, if you turn on us, I will kill you so fast.
He pulls out his sling.
And there's Skaven turn on other Skaven all the time.
Yes. So that interesting.
Now, the ding, ding. Turn on us the moment we're losing.
True.
Or if you just
alright.
Stay there while it's the end, Alec.
That was Sneak it on number 3, number 4 on the Clan Rats.
Hey, Alec.
Yep.
Next month rents 369.53.
Oh, that's much better, actually.
The gas bill went from 182 to 61.
I think that's when we turned off the...
Yep.
This, no, that's probably the month where we didn't really run
and
anything.
Yeah, the electric is also 6579.
You can't get to me yet!
It's not stupid this turn.
But it can't get to us.
It's going to eat Mother Skaven in the way.
Good.
That's great. I'm going to cast big things on that while you guys take care of the small
66.
Ones.
That will not hit. The Skaven ducks out of the way going, wah! All right. Con, actually, the ogre went before he was supposed to, whatever. Conrad on 36. Eighty-six and a 79. All right, number 7 is up. Oh, Tyler, I got that way the hell out of order.
Slow is minus 10 to hit, right?
Well, no, slow is a plus 10 to dodge or parry.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant. Yes.
Well, I'm actually you're supposed to go, then Conrad.
I'm going to assume that they're really good at dodging, so I will go ahead and use the fast property. I'll attack one on just the one in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
One hit on the one that's on me.
He will, of course, attempt to dodge, because it's better than his parry.
Hey, fast.
You have to make a fear test versus the...
Yes, you guys actually will. Now that it has come around the corner.
I'm good.
I got a 13. Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
I make it.
Play Snigget?
He's our Skaven.
That I want to kill.
I played with him. He's just happy.
Excited.
All right. You passed after a fortune point.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
You're fine. Tyler, ha! I've seen bigger.
I'm a troll. It's not dead, so I'm not scared. It's not dead or a demon.
Snigget wets himself.
You cowered in fear due to a skeleton.
Snigget goes...
Until the end, and then I was like, piddle. No, wait. Until you killed that one, actually. It was...
No, I killed like everyone except the last one.
So now it actually sounds like ammonia and gunpowder. Gunpowder. Okay.
Except I don't think his little amount of
did you dodge?
No.
Okay, I need to do damage now. Armor?
Yes.
Yes.
And 51, so that's body.
Actually, 51 is the right left arm.
Whatever. 13 damage.
Ew.
The wounded one goes splat.
Oh, someone hit that one?
Yes.
Alfred Valant.
Haha!
I said Jessica did the same thing.
And she did it before the church.
Yeah, I know. But I can't leave her up there to take the middle guy's
hit. Alright, top of the round, Jessica.
Hey, Tyler, what's your weapon skill and strength?
52.
How about your toughness and or willpower?
Sounds just like you.
Yeah.
Steven.
I draw my bow, and then 41. I'm going to shoot the big one on the big
I've thing. Evened out all my skills, dude.
I successfully... Does he matter where
what's
I get
your
it?
Weapon skill?
46 right now?
Okay.
No.
Oh, wait. Weapon skill is always good to improve.
11.
Yeah. What about your power?
Toughness is 54. Your power is 48.
All right, next turn I'm going to cast a fire
on
one off from
Snigget.
To get you a one higher toughness.
Recomposes himself.
And it's not worth him casting anything on the elf. Okay. Right now.
And he does no damage against the bread.
Did you have fun with your wife, Ryan?
No. Did you just get chewed out and have to go shopping?
No. You gonna be okay?
You know, I have 6 sense. If I was, I could have rolled my real power to see if there was danger ahead. Damn flanks!
They do nothing.
Still hate them.
Can I move around just like that?
There's a square that's available right there.
Oh, cheaters.
Because Conrad didn't move up. Because his guy didn't die or anything.
I suck!
Alright!
Sorry, Steven. Crown of fire.
Yep.
You should learn to cast that first.
I actually hit you.
Me or Steven?
I don't have any ability to stop it.
Are you casting crown of fire on yourself?
Next, yes.
What's your toughness?
I don't need to cast
4.
Okay, then you will take... 4. As one of them shanks you. Hit. Dodges the hell out of the way. Hit on Jessica. Wow, these are some effective Skaven.
Jessica, you need to dodge.
That's like heresy, isn't it, Andre?
And a hit on Tyler.
Guess I'll dodge. I don't dodge. 80 won't dodge.
You take 8 minus 9.
that's 6 plus 4. 10.
10.
What about the lady's
armor blessing?
I already got that.
Armor. Okay.
4 points of 5. So. Lady's blessing brings it up 1, a maximum of 6.
Did even they be in?
Do not dodge.
Yeah, try to make Ryan
he shanks you for 5.
Where does he hit me? Well, I suppose it's my. Well, yes,
in your
does.
Face.
Okay.
Pablo, I'm gonna take this city back.
For 5. Well, he does nothing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it drooled on or something?
Yes. Extensively.
Tyler.
Yeah. I was gonna get Ryan to play with him.
I will kill the one.
Here, Steve. Dude, not on my laptop.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, pick it up. I'm gonna try to bring him back in.
In.
Can I split my text or do I have to split them at once?
Hit.
You can split your text, leave it.
Hit.
Pablo, come here. Come here, boy.
Dodge?
No.
Okay. I'm still using that, probably. Come here. It's in 38.
Okay.
4 feet. Come on, Steven.
Come on.
99 will not hit.
Swish.
Oh, come on. Come here.
Number 6 is Conrad. Swing and a miss. Swing and a hit. Skaven does not parry. Conrad does lots of damage. Plus 6. Plus 5. So 13 minus 4 is 9. That's enough to shank this Skaven. Alright. That was his turn. 35. He hits.
Oh, he's got reach.
Mm-hmm.
I dodge. Refresh on my turn, I think, right?
Refreshes at the top of the round.
Oh. Has it been a new round yet?
No, because I haven't gotten to go yet.
But do you have a parry?
Okay. No.
Oh. Do you have dodge?
He used it already.
Oh, you used them both?
That's why I asked.
Awesome!
I used both? I had 2 dodges?
I was gonna ask.
Parry.
Oh, yeah, you didn't take an action to parry. You shanked twice. Alright, then he will hit you in the 70.
Doesn't matter.
Doing 15.
Ow.
Oh my goodness, something got through! He misses by 3. And he hits by 1. Doing 14.
Yes. Kill it. Kill it till it's dead.
Wow, a rat ogre peeling off enough armor to actually do damage. Okay, who would have figured?
If you wanted to kill the one on in front of me so I don't take more damage.
Alec on 24.
Has anyone attacked the one in front of Steven yet?
No.
Yeah, it's taken 4.
Tyler did.
He turned around, shanked it, and then...
Okay, good. I just need to know if its dodge is gone yet. Remember, my weapon is slow now.
But you're going to slaughter it hard.
Okay.
Is it dodge and parry? Or just dodge?
Dodge and parry.
Okay. That's what's asking.
I'm relying on its weapon skill not being too high.
Now you just have to hit.
Yes. 49, I will hit. Is that a successful?
Yeah, you'll damage. No, he tried to put his shield there.
He got
not sure it helps.
This is a great weapon.
Hey, impact time! I get to go with the 8. Plus a strength of 4. So 12 to the Skaven. It doesn't matter where, does it?
At that point, no.
Boom!
Jessica.
Oh, I parry. Oh.
You've got some atrocious
rolling. Nope.
You have atrocious rolling.
Yes, I
do. Your magic items are back, by the way.
Yes, I know. I still miss. I missed by 3.
I hate you so much.
Would rather count for being in melee?
It's a 46.
For shooting?
Then wouldn't your weapon skill be 56?
No, that is with my magic item.
Alright, whatever. Yes, the rat ogre is indeed in melee.
So minus 20 to hit him?
Yes.
Oh, well, first I'll cast my spell. I successfully cast it.
Crown of Fire.
Roll a d10?
Actually, I'm casting Fire as usual because nobody melee with me.
Oh. Well, roll a d10.
2.
You're fine.
He will take... 12. No, wait.
12 plus
4, so 16.
16 on the Rat Ogre?
Yes.
4 is 11, he's up to 18.
And I'll try to shoot him with my bow. I will hit. Doing 11.
It's up to 25.
Who would have guessed that the Rat Ogre would be the main focus of our most powerful attacker?
Actually, I did really well.
That you
Thanks
did.
To Fury of Ulrich with magic.
Did you remember to roll the willpower test?
Yes.
If you hit again.
Yes, I got a 30. So.
Snigget misses the guy in front of him. Because after all, Snigget's just a slave.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Skaven slave?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Better hope he doesn't break.
Tyler, I got a 1 to hit you.
Is this on the Skaven or the Red Ogre?
This is on you. It has refreshed at this point because it's a new round.
Hit me.
You're not going to bother.
I'm not dodging that Skaven. Ooh.
Okay. That's 13.
Took 3.
That's not the one I'm worried about.
You should heal me, Alec.
1!
Oh, no, heal check.
Okay. Before you sound a critical.
Before
and then one stab at Snigget.
Ooh, too bad. I go after the Rat Ogre.
Well, let's hope it misses.
I need a 36 or less. I'm going to get hopefully 1. It's just last turn I was rolling like awesome. Tyler.
Evidently this turn too. I'll 3-5 next to the Rat Ogre.
Oh, by the way.
Bring it!
And pull out my sword and shield.
Hata!
And then you take a parry.
Free parry.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it's implied if you've got a sword and shield out.
No, I took my sword and shield out, but I go like this. Come on, hit me.
Hey,
hit me.
He starts cheerleading.
All right, Tyler, Conrad, we'll go ahead and attack the one on Snigget.
Andre, I wanted to say I'm a black orc.
That you are.
In mid-combat, I switch weapons.
Well,
I'm a black orc too. I can do that as well.
Yeah, but you didn't do it yet.
The rat dodged one of them and will get splatted by the second part. That was Conrad, 35, Rat Ogre.
You can't get to me, sucker.
I hit you once. With a 1.
Parry!
Dodge.
That's better than your parry?
Oh, no, it's exactly the same because...
Your shield.
What?
Your shield,
that's 10. 10.
To dodge?
To parry.
Oh! Okay, well, parry's better then. Okay. I have plus 10 because I have dodge focus. But my agility's not at 52. Ooh, 69. That's not good.
Fortune point.
86.
That's even worse.
I'll spend one of my fortune points on Tyler.
Still have one left?
You will still have one after this.
It's a new day. Oh, no, it's not. No. I have one after this.
Okay, then I'll accept that. And I won't refuse your fortune point. 60 will parry because of the bonuses.
Thank goodness.
You wanted to play Frisbee outside.
Yeah. Alec.
I will move. I will free five or move up behind Tyler, I guess.
Wand.
I thought he wanted out to use the restroom, but no, he went for the Frisbee instead. Yeah.
I pull out my ever-present package of Band-Aids.
Heel check.
By the way, Wings of Liberty costs $59.99. It has 29 missions.
Nice.
You can do about it.
They're coming out with them in packs, too. Like, there will be more missions later.
I succeed with a 9.
The Zerg campaign.
So I heal.
Campaign.
Tyler, how many wounds do you have left?
2.
2? He is seriously injured.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
You have to be
it's
above 3.
3 and then above.
Fuck.
Could I have, since I didn't know that, could I have used Blessing of Sigmar instead?
Sure.
Blessing of Healing?
Sure.
I will
in the hope that I won't get hit next turn, too.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, you go for the Rat Ogre, don't you?
Yeah. No.
Take it down.
Oh, he does. Jessica.
I need the core book. I still need to roll to see if it happens.
Oh, okay.
One hit.
One.
If hitting is a 5.
It will indeed.
I successfully heal you.
Yay, I'm
sorry.
I need the core book.
I don't know where it is.
You put it here.
Hit him in the leg.
Ew, no armor there.
I missed with Ulfric's Fury.
Okay.
No,
that was that.
Oh, okay.
You will... skewer him. Okay. No, correction, you will chop him into itty bitty bits.
I will pin him against the wall. Got it.
Alright, then Steven.
I will continue to try to cast fire as usual. I successfully cast it.
Roll a d10.
I got an 8.
8? Nothing yet.
He will take...
I'm looking for a 9.
12.
That's what I'm looking for. 9. Roll a d10.
Critical!
I need to roll where then. 49. Left arm. 10.
Okay, so apparently the gunpowder ignited on him.
I duck from the chunks.
There's bits on you.
That's why I was 20 feet away.
No, that's how far the bits went.
Oh, wow.
That's why I ducked.
I take cover behind Tyler.
I will try to shoot the Skaven. I hit him. 7. I'm doing a lot of damage against Skaven. See, I'm actioning against Snigget. This is all my pent-up rage against Snigget.
Alright, Snigget! Faints.
He's like...
Rat!
I'm going to ignore the hot
and that one?
Right there.
Alright, so that was that random encounter.
Alright, well, hopefully this doesn't mess up our tracks.
There's a smoking crater right here.
We'll just have to start on the other side of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, but we were hoping if it went that way or this way. If it went straight forward, it'd be okay, but if it went...
Well, let's let Conrad look. Let's see.
I will carry Snigget. Like a baby.
When he wakes up, I'll inform him. That's what can happen to you if you turn on us.
Snigget wets himself on Jessica.
Ow! Seriously?
You were the one that brought him in this group, so okay. Yes.
Tyler, you will heal.
Oh well.
8.
I'm not sure. All for expanding!
Blood! Blood! Give me a band-aid too, please.
All for expanding!
Blood circulation ceasing!
Elven physiology.
Yep.
Alright. He will easily track it, and you guys will pop out next to the College of Engineers.
Sounds like the College of Engineers stole them, or... Are the tracks from there?
No, not from there. Mm. You get lost in the soot-covered streets.
This is why we went back and got in the dirty clothes.
No, the soot's even worse here.
Well, no, the blood guts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm in the full plate, so...
Yeah, you just have to wipe it off.
I'm convinced I took cover behind Tyler.
Alright, so we'll climb out. Somebody want to gossip to see if they saw somebody getting out of here?
Besides us?
Yeah.
Could I gossip?
I succeed with a 19.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Oh, yep, there's a strange, kiddo.
By the way, I would have wrapped Snigget up by the time we...
Yeah. What's that? A bundle of body parts. Okay, whatever.
Do you
have...
No
matter how many tears you succeed
no.
by. Okay, because I succeeded by like 5.
Yep, someone definitely from the College of Engineers.
Oh, that's right. You can observe bonuses with interacting with anyone now.
Except the middle class.
Okay.
I don't care about the stupid...
Is there
merchants.
Any middle class in the fantasy world?
Merchants.
Yeah. Merchants.
Oh, okay.
The lower class merchants.
So, we can go to the College of Engineers and ask around if somebody brought in a book. Or we could go back to...
You're thinking about Merchant Lord.
Sigmar Temple and find out what the book was exactly about, and that way we can help narrow the search down
Pablo,
and find out who it is.
No. Pablo!
Why don't we split up?
And do what?
Some of us talk, ask around the College of Engineers, the rest of us ask at the Church of Sigmar.
You know what's sad? I'd actually feel more comfortable going back to Sigmar. For some reason, a fire mage doesn't feel very safe in a place full of gunpowder.
Okay, why don't Sir Vastone and, Catherine, sorry, Catherine, talk around the College of Engineers. My, Rivendell and I will go back to the, College of Engineers, or the Temple of Sigmar and...
Rivendell will go back to College of Engineers.
Yes, Conrad, do you have a preference on who you join?
Prefer to stay with Catherine.
Okay. Away!
Alright.
And Sigmarites, take flight.
I've never made a backpack with a Skaven inside of it.
So I was assigned to the College of Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have issues with that.
No, I'll just talk. I'll talk to the dirty peasants.
I'll assist.
Okay, I'm a dirty. I'm a dirty noble.
You do not want to do anything but play right now.
You guys got them all riled up. Yes.
I succeed on gossip.
He won't stop.
You both. You guys succeed on gossip. No one's really seen, for example, someone walk around with a large dwarven tome that's out of place, at least. However, there have been, there's been some talk around the college that, they're trying to get the College of Engineers as important as the Imperial Gunnery School, and some of the professors are working extra, extra hard for it.
So that might be why they stole a book.
Possibly.
Or could be a student wanting to get extra creds.
Could we get access to the school, or is that restricted?
No, it is. Unless you are someone of some import, you're not allowed to really get anywhere near the Imperial Gunnery School.
Charm is blind, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna say you're important?
Can we charm our way in?
Yes, you can.
Say, not just to say we're important, say like, yeah, we're students.
You don't look like it.
You could say you're a student.
Because they don't accept females.
And this is his servant.
Students have servants?
The rich enough ones do. You just have to look rich.
Well, you are in full blade.
I can do that. Although they might recognize a student in full plate, so I probably have to go in my noble clothing.
You still look rich.
That's what I'm saying. I can look the rich part.
Okay, so your bodyguard and your servant. Got it.
Oh, Conrad?
Yeah. He's with us.
Okay. I'll do that. We'll try it.
Alright. Go ahead and give me a charm check.
We'll get kicked out.
Give me a challenging charm check, which is just 10%.
Okay, so I'll just make a normal charm check. Unless they're middle class.
Yes, they are.
Damn. I made it.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, sure thing! You fit right in. You ready to celebrate?
Oh, yeah, the cannon.
Oh yeah, and it fires a special kind of ammunition.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bully gun. No, we're probably getting closer to the dwarven flame cannon.
What kind of?
Some say that it's explosive ammunition like a mortar.
Ooh. Oh god, a cannon with a large blast template? Oh!
Think of it this way, though.
It's it's centered on the cannon.
Alright, hold on, I am so done right now.
What was that?
That's his bone that's covered in slobber and has giant hairballs hanging off of it.
He's trying to get to me, you bastard.
No more right now. You dropped up and just dropped it on my lap, covered like that.
He's not getting it, you know. It's clever.
I'm gonna take the switch and bite the beast.
He's persistent. But anyways, yeah, so we're
going inside. We're now inside.
That sounds like an excellent plan.
Very exciting.
It will definitely take out lots of beastmen. I hear there's a problem now.
I hear there's lots of problems with chaos in general.
Yes, but the larger chaos force up there was dispersed.
Thank goodness. You know you have the Nullners to thank for that.
Of course.
Without our artillery in the Imperial Gunnery School,
that's it.
The rest of the Empire would have fallen by now.
That's what I don't have a name of. I don't have a named engineer.
I don't care. Didn't that have anything to do with the orcs? The orcs.
Hey, those guys is bigger. Let's kill him.
The orcs walked up after, you know, the Archeon had like beaten back like four Imperial guys and like an elf, and then he's actually kind of injured from those battles. The orc goes up and goes,
always strike first, son of a bitch, and I hate you.
What?
The orc that defeated him has always strikes first. Hatred, and his weapon, which grants him always strikes first, also gives him +2 to his strength, so he's effectively a strength 7. Peeling Archeon up to a 5+ armor save and a 3+ ward save.
Guess what? He's an elf with a great weapon with a 5 strength.
Holy crap!
Oh, and he hates you. So he's a dark elf, too.
Ha!
He's a dark elf, high elf, orc.
With got a 1 plus armor save and a 5 plus ward save.
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah, there's a, I looked at them going, okay, I could see him actually doing some damage to Archeon.
Especially after he's wounded and whatnot. Probably, yeah. probably one wound left. His sword is already going off, going crazy.
The sword's going, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Anywho.
Mark Francis, shut up.
It was the Emperor and the head of the Church of Sigmar, right? The
Volkmar.
Volkmar?
Yes, and the Graf of Midnheim that are currently out chasing Archeon.
Okay, well...
He didn't kill Archeon. He defeated Archeon, which means they failed that combat res, but the orcs didn't catch them.
The orcs suddenly charge the side. But and the Empire's like, what?
Are you still using your name while you're here?
No, let's make up names.
I'm impressed, okay. Paul. You did get it.
Told you.
So...
What name should we call ourselves? Obviously, before we went in there.
Catherine of Bastogne and, Leon of Midnight.
You've got a Bretonian servant?
Hey, Bretonian women are hot.
The nobles are hot.
Yes.
Say, the peasants are mutated and disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's fairly common for peasants.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you can call me Elizabeth.
That's sure, pretty, I'll be Charles.
That's a pretty common name around here, isn't it?
I'll be Charles. Call me Charles.
Is that English, though?
Elizabeth?
Yeah, there's a lot of countries that use it, because remember, Europe screwed itself.
I could be... is it Bet? Be French?
You.
Okay, so Elizabeth is fine.
Alright, I'm Charles. Elizabeth. Let's go.
So, you guys are on Conrad's campus and they're all like, awesome.
Conrad's keeping his name.
Conrad's Conrad.
Okay.
He doesn't have charm.
Neither do I.
And there's enough people who are named Conrad, it does not matter.
I'm Conrad, I'm a bodyguard. I've been through hell.
I could keep my name, because I don't have charm.
You went through hell a week.
So, what you're now walking around, there are, of course, students walking around being drunk college students, as usual.
I will gossip and see if I can figure out anyone.
Oh, good lord. Drunk college students with cannons.
Bragging about a book or...
Okay, go ahead.
Some extra research they just did or something like that. Go gossip. Oh, wait. Do I get my...
These will be considered upper class.
So I get my noble bonus.
Yes.
Okay, then I succeeded barely in 55.
No one really bragging about a book, but there's someone who recently came into possession of 200 gold crowns and is currently blowing it at the tavern.
We need to go talk to him.
Which tavern?
Yeah, which tavern?
It's called... Where's the Gunner's...
I want to make friends with this guy.
The Gunner's Mercy.
I guess we'll go over to the Gunner's Mercy then.
It's a fairly squat building, of course. You'll see a bunch of gunners and whatnot who obviously come here to drink and kibitz. But one of the things you'll notice is that about 90% of the people here are hard of hearing. And so then I was like, oh, that's hilarious!
I have good ears!
I'm walking over your mouth.
I might have to.
We'll try to figure out who's got 200 gold crowns. It's obviously not going to be a problem.
I don't think he's coherent enough at the moment, though.
Did someone steal him from me?
No. Because you'll notice that all the people in here seem to know each other.
So can I gossip around and see where he got the 200 gold crowns? Has he blabbled it out when he's drunk?
Oh. Boobs.
Alright, this guy has 3 earrings in each ear.
Okay.
So I got about gossip?
No, I'm just saying some quirks about it.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
So what you get on gossip? I assume you succeeded by something.
3 tiers.
Apparently he just came into money. And so far he's bought 3 rounds for everyone.
And they love it.
Well, I suppose we'll just hang out with him and see if we can get him to not drink stuff so he sobers up enough to tell us what happened, because...
Okay.
We need to know.
give me a charm check to try and keep him from drinking stuff.
Can I give him water?
I succeed because he's a noble or a
wait,
person?
I will offer my assistance as a barmaiding so I can hand him water instead.
Okay, that's fine.
Or water down ale, so it's not as hard.
Oh.
Blood. Where are you two?
To my head.
Charles.
My name's Charles.
Both your guys' names are Charles?
Yes, we're both named Charles. We're brothers.
Connor's
like, whoa. No, he's Connor's like, it's very
Okay.
We like to talk at the same time, too.
They're twins.
You guys have to know each other really well.
We're brothers.
Nope, I don't know.
Do I know you from somewhere, Charles?
Yeah, I was student at school.
Oh.
I sit behind you in first class today.
What is the first hour?
I don't know. I've been drinking too.
Oh. Well, how you doing, Charles? Can I buy you a drink?
Sure.
Wench.
I will bring you some water down
ale. I will go ahead and try to con it out of him.
Alright.
Why he, or what, where he got it from and who gave him all this money? And
oh!
Sell it to.
I see, you've made enough charm checks, I don't care anymore.
Pablo!
I'll make more.
No!
They'll fail the next one. Just got to spite of the dice.
Oh,
well. This is the important one. You fail this one.
You know, I managed to sneak in to the, you know,
get a hold of all your green
tavern down in Poorside, and there was this guy who said that he could get it, and so he got it for me. I paid him 100 gold crowns. Then I got paid 200 gold crowns for it. Yeah.
Who bought it from you?
I don't know his name. He called himself Mr. Schmidt.
Where'd he buy it from?
He came to me.
Oh, who's the other guy?
Oh, I didn't know his name either. He called himself Mr. Schmidt.
Hey, Jessica?
Yeah, that's what they call themselves, dude. No. Apparently two anonymous people chose the same generic last name.
Okay.
Go Gadget generic.
Do you say where the guy came to that?
You're not supposed to rock it, then.
The spent pig.
Okay. Well, I suppose we'll head there, and you can do their part of
okay.
Before they get completely bored and something else.
Sorry, I was interested in the Beastmen army, actually. Heroes are badass in that.
Alright, so over to the Temple of Sigmar.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, hey, you two! Did you find anything?
We're working on it, yes.
Okay.
We actually have, but we need to know some information.
Alright, well, I'm sure the librarian will let you look around.
Okay, alright. Alright, when we get there, I'm going to look up the elven runes while you ask the librarian about what book was stolen.
Hello, my good sir. I had a question regarding about one of the books, the book that was taken recently.
Pablo, off my laptop! Stop standing on the keyboard!
You're gonna have to pick it up off the floor.
We just wanted to know if we could possibly get a title and or subject if the book was on. It would assist in our search greatly.
Give me a charm check. See how much he likes you.
I take it I'm dealing with a devout follower of Sigmar.
No.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. He's just a librarian.
Damn it.
Yeah. We're gonna just cooperation.
You're like, oh, he's like,
nice tattoo.
You have one more fate point. A fortune point.
And I succeed by 3 tiers.
It was the Dwarven Book of Engineering that was given to the gunnery school that was the foundation of the construction of the volley gun.
That seems mildly dangerous. So basically it's a book on organ guns outside of, out of character knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have any, do you have any more information on it about that? Or
it was given to us centuries ago. Before the time of Magnus.
Quite old then as well.
Priceless.
Yes.
Actually, apparently it was worth 300 gold crowns.
Someone sold it for 300 gold crowns?
200.
No, remember he gave the guy 100, and he got 200. So total of...
Yeah, he got 200.
He gave the guy 100 to steal it, but he got 200 for it.
Oh, the way I heard that was that he has 200 and he gave him another.
He did come into 200 gold crowns.
Okay.
Alright.
Well, now your dove is distracting for a little while, so I can do some research.
I suppose I sit there and discuss Dwarven history with him under the guise of,
He blows you out of the water.
Well, I suppose I sit there and listen to him talk about Dwarven history, then.
Roll willpower to stay awake.
Please don't fail.
Do I get any bonuses since I am...
I'll make it a routine check.
Okay, so plus 10. I am genuinely interested, actually. Yes.
You forget that there's an elf research show.
Really?
Really? Well, I'd heard this.
Oh, that's just hearsay and rumor. You know the Mythbusters tested that?
Wait, you, the Mythbusters tested Gormiel armor?
You mean those priests up in Altdorf? Yeah.
Anywho.
I succeed by 2 tiers on research. On search.
You begin looking over the books. And you will find that it has been the kind of homage ground for dozens of elven treks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, of course, allowed access. And the funny thing is each time, they find something new.
So if I just go there saying I'm on an elven trek, it should let me in, then.
That was under the old count.
Okay.
The countess, however, has been slightly more... Not because she's stingy, but because the elves didn't really ever offer her anything to make it worth her while. They just kind of expected it, because they had built up such a good relation with the previous count. And of course, he died. Because, as humans are apt to do in elven lifespan.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's right. So, you can always go... Is there any details about what it is, or...?
The elves never really shared what they found with the Temple of Sigmar.
Yeah. Okay. So, we either can go there and try getting in ourselves, or we're going to have to go to the Countess and be like, can we get in, please? Beep, beep, beep.
No problem.
Okay.
No.
Well,
no.
Is there any other information about it?
Just that it used to be a great ruin. Not just like an elven outpost that died, an elven city that died. But of course, all that was left was the ruins that the palace was built out of.
Alright, well, I will go over to these guys discussing dwarven history.
They're now, almost speaking in a completely different language.
To make a rude statement, or just politely interrupt?
Make a fellowship check.
No, Pablo. No.
Yeah, that's why we shaved off their beards.
Steven, you are actually, you are flogged and tossed out of the temple. Don't worry. You carry the 1 hit point elf home.
Sigmar, if you just heal you.
No.
You heal
a wound.
Alright, I'm a two. At this point, it is nighttime.
Oh, that was funny.
With the amount that you guys have done today. Especially because you were out drinking at a bar. Most people don't go there in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay, what? Oh, we've
hit. Well, as he drives me home, I'll tell him what I learned about the Elven Ruins.
You sound so depressed.
Well, we needed to go to that bar first, didn't we? Or I guess we can gather the group and go there.
We can do that tomorrow. I really want to get some hit points back.
Well, let's the three of us go then.
Who did you say the book they were coming out with on the Empire was? It was
Ludwig Schwarzhelm.
Okay. Emperor's standard bearer. You know, I'm re-looking at these guys. They're actually pretty balanced compared to the other heroes when I re-look at them. I was just being depressed because you guys did.
First of all, Empire's supposed to. If you're looking at hero, if you want to build a strong Kelly army, you need to do Hero Hammer with them. Pablo, shoot.
Our named heroes are cheap.
Anywho.
Okay.
As you guys begin heading towards Nosbrard, whatever
it is. Day. I'm out of three.
Are you going that night, or are you waiting until the morning?
Honestly, I'd rather go tonight. We are on a time limit here.
Go for it.
Alright, as you guys approach, you can see that the area has been cordoned. There's double the amount of normal guards.
I'm just sitting in the back.
Can I figure out why?
I was say, Conrad, any friends of yours?
Yeah, I'll be bored if I don't.
No, not friends of mine, but I can imagine why. There's lots of visitors in town. Lots of rich visitors.
Is that the only reason, though?
Well, this is perhaps one of the biggest important events that happens in Null.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna gossip around so they can figure out.
Sure.
Who gave what, where, and when, and how.
Alright.
See if anyone was here that night and saw anyone.
I will just keep an ear out.
Okay.
If I hear whispering.
Give me perception, give me gossip.
I succeed in the gossip check to spread rumors about Temple of Sigmar here.
I succeed.
What kind of rumors?
About how they beat random people.
Oh, that's not a rumor.
Oh, okay. Ill rumor. Some kind of bad fortune about them. you haven't hung out around witch hunters very long, all right. Steven.
What did you get, Tyler?
They normally try to hate me.
An 81.
All right. These people are not... They're even poor civil excuses for peasants.
Yeah, I think I'll go have a drink. And
Jessica, what'd you get?
I succeed by one tier.
Okay. You can hear, you basically hear that people are getting really tired of the guards. There's too many guards here at night. Two tiers. Gossip?
Yes.
The increased security is for the aristocracy.
Okay. So what are we here for again?
Trying to find whoever bought this.
I'm sorry, I was in the bathroom when it was decided where we were.
It's okay, Tyler's gone back to his computer.
We're looking for
the person who bought the book.
Yeah.
Person who bought it or stole it?
The person same? Who bought the stolen book.
Okay. Do we have any information?
So there was one person who stole it and then someone who bought it. Yeah. Is it the same person or different people?
I think it's different people. Do we have any information on him?
I gave all that information to Tyler.
They call themselves Mr. Schmidt.
Is that all we know?
Basically. It's this tavern, and then he... The guy sold, or hired some thief to go steal the book. Got the book from that thief. 100 crowns.
And then sold it to someone.
And sold it to someone. I think it was at this tavern, wasn't it?
Do you know how long ago it was?
No. I didn't ask him.
Okay.
Can I ask some of the bar maidens if they recall any Mr. Smiths within the last week?
When you walk into the bar,
You'll notice that all of the barmaids are wearing next to no clothing. All the men are wearing small masks. And the predominant patrons are men. You're pretty sure that this bar only supplies the bedrooms that are upstairs.
So it's actually a whorehouse.
Yes.
Save the doctor. It gives you good points.
You want to put a mask on?
Yes.
So your reputation doesn't get soiled.
Okay. You go.
Breaking news! Temple of Sigmar supports prostitution.
Actually, I'm pretty sure we do. Honestly?
You probably don't support it. You just don't care.
The average criminal isn't fond of a priest of Sigmar, are they?
No one likes priests. They put up with priests because otherwise they're doomed. Pablo, stop whining.
Well, I will it doesn't say do that anyway.
You'll do
that's
what?
That's Trish.
Talk to the barmaid.
Okay.
Hey, ya. How that's you doing? Trish.
I've been okay. How's business?
I tried.
But it's really busy.
Yeah. I can imagine why.
He's in good points, but he's already infamous.
Yeah, so lots of new people.
It. And it's just better to watch your show.
No, when did this start again? I forget. I know.
This festivities start today.
Oh, today?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when it got busy or did it get busy like yesterday?
It got busy yesterday when everyone started showing up.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you something?
Hmm? What?
I was just curious if you heard a conversation within, I don't know, a week or so with a Mr. Schmidt.
Oh, honey, there are Mr. Schmidts all over this place.
Really? Except that yeah, all of them call each other. Or themselves.
That's kind of something we tell them.
Oh, really?
We don't want to know names.
Well, makes sense.
You are making notes.
That's not what she told me. When I was evil and didn't save her, she was like, I love you. You're such a good person. I was laughing. Anyways.
Do you get college students here often?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get much information about them?
Give them a description of the college student that came here.
With the mask on? That'd be kind of hard.
The college student didn't come here with a mask on, did he?
We don't know, Stephen.
Usually everyone would have a mask on if they're here. Except for the women.
No.
Is this a very pricey whorehouse?
I wouldn't say price. This is probably like a middle-class whorehouse.
Well, I mean, 200 gold exchange, or 200 gold crowns exchanged hands, so they might have noticed that.
Suppose I'll ask about that.
Give me a charm check.
I failed.
Sorry, honey, we can't talk business.
Yeah, I figured as much. Okay, so let's see. I need to teach. Charm is fellowship.
I'm asking on
divided by two.
That's too much.
I need a.
No.
18.
I'll put a mask on and see if I can get anything out of the voice.
Let's see, what clothes are you wearing?
Noble clothes?
Okay, so... you are approached by five women.
Okay.
Oh, hello, honey. Oh, the fans start trying to feed you grapes.
Well, I will go ahead and...
Ryan, you're dying.
Partake in the festivities. And,
see here, have a drink.
See if I can get anything out of anything.
Give me an alcohol tumbler first.
Consume alcohol?
Yep, consume alcohol check.
You're not going anywhere. Probably. I got a 91. I totally lost track of what I was doing in
so
here.
Far, this is only the first drink, though.
So you guys have been...
No, that would be...
Yeah, you two, you're waiting outside. You're kind of sitting there in the corner. And Tyler and Leon seems to have obviously lost track of what he was looking for. No, he now has something now.
For boobs and alcohol.
Oh, you're so... From Baston? Oh, that's so awesome. Tell us all about it. And the Bastonian goes... You want me to tell you about Baston?
Great, you got it wrong. Is he going to tell you about my Baston?
Give me another consume alcohol check.
80.
Okay, you gain further smashed.
By the way, my consume alcohol is 20.
Ryan, when I went there, I killed everybody on the way. It was great fun.
I suppose after like an hour, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I give up. Stick my robes in my backpack, I guess, and my holy symbols.
Okay.
Put on a mask.
You will walk in and let's see.
I am probably wearing good quality clothing, so.
One girl approaches you.
Hi.
Hello. Okay. How are you doing, Mr. Schmidt?
Wait, what?
You're Mr. Schmidt like everyone else, right?
Oh, I take it
everyone's
that's the
name. Everyone's name is Mr. Schmidt here.
Yeah, but he wasn't there for that conversation.
That's why I just told him.
Oh. You probably, you see me walk in, you walk up, and... Thank you.
And you'll see over in the corner.
You see, it's going well.
Okay, avoid the alcohol. Got it.
And the grapes might contain something, too.
Very tempting. Especially when there's five of them.
I'm actually looking for a friend of mine. He was here a couple days ago. I can't seem to locate him. He looked like blah. You wouldn't have happened to have seen him.
You're not going.
Give me a charm check.
Anywhere. Because you whine at the door.
Succeed, but not by very much. It's kind of hard to do that with a coin.
No, you take two coins and rub them together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hand her a gold crown.
Yes, I do remember him.
I remember everything about him. What do you want to know?
All right.
Last I heard, he stays up at the Gunnery College. Or the School of Imperial Gunnery.
I should ask here.
Who was he meeting?
Did he meet someone last time he was here?
He usually meets someone when he's here.
A male.
Was it a male, honestly?
Oh, you're talking about that time. Yes, he did meet someone.
What's wrong? You need to go outside and take a bathroom?
Do you happen to know anything about him? The guy he met?
Very rich. Doesn't come from this side of town.
Any particular symbols on him?
No, most people are smarter than that.
Looking around, is there any rich, very rich people here?
You see plenty of people in good clothing. The only person who seems to be
noble clothing.
There's only really one person who's walking around in noble clothing, and he sticks out.
Are there any shady people here?
Like he's drunk and
not
there's
really.
Around him.
Oh, but I talked to him. So I'm looking for this dude. Can you help me? Yeah, I'll pay you.
Did he wear particular colors?
Red and black.
Any details about him? Did he have any distinguishing features?
He was older.
Damn it, she's a whore. She's not paid she's not paid to pay attention to people.
They try not to.
Mm-hmm. You can ask if there was any women serving him at the time.
Did any women help them out while they were here?
You didn't talk to them.
Oh. Well, yes. Sorry, obviously you're distracted by Cole's electricity.
No, he's weird. You should have him checked for chaos.
Happens a lot during my game.
Okay.
Who was it that helped them, honestly?
She's one of the girls who works part-time, if you will. She's a really sweet girl, and I don't really want her getting in trouble.
I promise you no harm will come of this.
Charm. Hard check. What?
Don't worry about it. I'm trying to get
Pablo. Spend my fortune point. Anyone want to spare a fortune point?
Sure. I'm all bent out.
Spent out. Hard is plus 20.
Oh, minus 20.
You know what I mean. Is she a Sigmarite or Ulrichite?
No.
And go!
48.
Reach into my pocket, pull out another gold crown.
Okay, now it becomes a challenging check.
I succeed.
Okay. Her name is... Miriam.
Right. When does she work?
Holidays.
I think she's not here right now.
She should be showing up here shortly.
Ah, alright. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Of course.
If she just makes you a little crazy,
we can
sex with anyone.
Stay here for now. If she comes in, you point to her table.
Oh, of course.
I think we should keep an eye on our other friend over there. He seems to be letting himself go.
He's lost already.
Tyler, you can choose to accept the advances or not take an alcohol test. Which would you prefer?
I'll take a last alcohol test, see if I can
come on, Pablo.
Manage to.
Come on. Must focus.
Job. Job to do. Well, you're saying.
At this point, you're kind of like, I think there was something for me to do.
I think I made it.
Okay. Boobs. So, basically, you see Sir Leon heading upstairs with a trio of women.
Yeah, he's lost.
Lost cause. Sorry, the alcohol and the women. Come on, Pablo.
I could ruin his night.
Pablo!
Things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. The moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.